in an attempt to reduce opposition to the plan from different sides of society, the government negotiated with Disneyland. But the latter merely agreed to fine-tune the proportion of fund injection, which would result in the government paying several hundred million dollars less. Apart from that, no major concessions were obtained, and the management fees would be calculated exactly the same way as before. The government's weakness is no doubt disappointing. What is even more disheartening, however, is that government officials leaped to Disneyland's defense, telling lawmakers outright that the company would not accept further proposals, that they had to take it or leave it, and that Disneyland would not come up with a better proposal for the next administration either. Gregory So, the Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, even claimed that the government should not look at the matter solely from its point of view in a business negotiation. But in fact, is it not a basic game rule to make similarly outrageous demands as an opening game bit at the negotiating table and test the bottom line of the other side incessantly in an attempt to maximize your side's interests? What a preposterous idea it is to put yourself in the shoes of others every step of the way.